I'm Diana.
I'm Murph. You usually say we're real life lovers. So that's why I took a sip before I was ready.
But we're real life lovers.
I should have been ready.
How do I mess that up? This is like our 150th episode.
Usually after 150, you start to get that early onset Alzheimer's. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
I didn't get to say you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
You know what? We've just really soiled the sheets
right
on this.
Do you guys
one
want to start no. over?
No.
Lord,
we're
no.
not
Hi.
Starting
no, no,
over.
No, no, no. That is what it is.
So, Lover,
yes.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night?
You know damn well I did not, because they don't stream it anymore. NBC got real fucking sassy with their release of the Golden Globes.
I was heartbroken. I was at a shoot. I ran home. Murph had ordered me a cheesesteak. I was like, I'm going to watch fucking Golden Globes, and we couldn't watch them.
No, we have the PlayStation View. We cut the cord, but then apparently NBC's like, nah, you cut that cord, you don't watch our Globes. So, fuck them.
Speaking of stardom... You know this comedy bombshell.
Uh-huh.
She's a performer at the Upright Citizens Brigade right here in the Big Apple.
You've seen her hilarious, sexy, and sometimes heartbreaking monthly show, Let Me Break You Up, an anti-dating game show.
And of course, you've watched her new media series, Single Blonde Failure, which Bedford and Bowery calls a self-aware look at the weird and thoroughly postmodern dichotomy between real life and online presence.
It's so great when the intro goes beyond the music, and we are aroused to welcome Ms. Carly Ann Philbin.
Hi, guys. I want to say this before I forget.
Hello.
So you could actually have watched the Golden Globes stream on YouTube, which is what I did.
Wait, you can?
I know. I was so distraught because NBC advertised that you could live stream it. It didn't matter if you had cable or whatnot. Yeah. They didn't say anything about that. All websites pointed to NBC.com. And then I put it on Facebook. I'm like, I am going crazy. I need to watch this. And someone responded, I am watching it on YouTube. There's a live stream.
Oh, my God. I'm so
there were
sad.
Actually, I know. There were two or three live streams of the Golden
Not Globes. Official, though. These were pirated lives or
one,
official?
Well, one was from a page called Golden Globes 2017. Oh. So I don't know if
I can't
that's
believe
official or not.
Why would they make us jump through hoops?
I know.
To watch an award show.
I know. And you wouldn't even think, like, YouTube live stream, but, maybe you would, but it was on YouTube.
Oh,
I was
fuck.
Literally... doing what they must have done in Days of Yore and just Googling the winners and the dresses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And pretending I was watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, we filled in the blanks on all the randy, drunken bits that come with the Golden Globes. We had to just make them up in our mind. You
yeah.
know? We saw the red carpet wear, and then we just made it up from there.
Yeah. All you need to know is Jimmy Fallon was pointless, and I love
sure.
Jimmy Fallon.
Sure.
And, you know, Meryl Streep gave that.
Amazing speech,
yeah.
which
yeah.
I need to look up.
And Ryan Gosling is so hot forever. You
oh,
know?
He yeah. will just always
no,
be.
No news there.
No news. No, no new news.
True. Always true. Well, we're a classy podcast.
We try to be. And we like to wine and dine our guests.
What did Carly want today?
Well, it was a La Croix, which mm-hmm. is a beverage that we keep in our fridge often.
She asked for flavored seltzer, but she didn't specify the flavor. So we gave her a choice between lemon...
Orange.
And mango, which is what I ended up with. And I love mango. I don't usually go for lemon or lime. A little too boring.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
And coconut.
Is my favorite.
And my least favorite. And everyone's least favorite is the cheapest.
You chose is the cheapest mm-hmm. one.
But
which...
I was introduced to La Croix via coconut.
Then,
so
of course,
I
you
thought
love it.
It was the most popular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I found out later it's kind of like, what's that thing that people don't like?
Oh.
Not oregano. There's like something where half the people like the
arsenic.
Flavor.
Cilantro.
Cilantro.
Oh, I love cilantro. People don't like cilantro.
There's some people that have like a brain thing. Or
I'm
a
shocked.
Thing. I know. It's shocking.
Coconut, how do you guys say it? La Croix?
La Croix.
I try to do a thing. I don't know if it's right, but La Croix.
I think coconut La Croix is similar to like the yellow Starburst.
Oh, yes.
Interesting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of lemon Starburst left in those bowls at Party City where they try to sell the singles. The
but
Lucy,
see, that's
the Lucy's.
How I feel about lemon lime or something. Like, I think the coconut is, like, exciting. It goes well with tequila.
But you are a pink Starburst person.
Yeah, pink and red. I like to put one on top of the other and bite them both at once.
I love Starburst.
So good.
Favorites.
Sponsored by.
Yes.
How did it get so juicy? All right. So is it true, single blonde failure? Mm-hmm. Are you single?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm
not
looking
a failure,
to mingle.
Blonde.
Blonde is we can confirm.
Yes. I am about to start looking to mingle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beginning to think about maybe.
Yeah,
wondering.
I'm in therapy and you know we're talking
stages
it out.
Of mingling.
Amazing.
Yeah, so yeah. Do we want to go deeper?
No, we don't have to. As deep as you would want to go.
Oh, I just want to say this because it's been my mind. Mm-hmm. I feel like there is, I mean, I guess everyone knows it, but I'm like coming to terms with it, that there's shame around wanting to date because you have to, like just saying like, I want to date. I want to get out there. It's, to me, it's always been like shameful and embarrassing.
Yeah. Right.
So I'm trying to like say that out loud. Like I do, I would like to be in a, not just a relationship, but a healthy one this time.
Yes.
And
yes.
I have to put myself out there. And it's such an odd concept.
Well, that's the thing, that people pressure. And it's also people who feel, even if they're in a garbage relationship, they still try to hold themselves above the single crowd and be like, oh, yeah, you're single. There's a very strange stigma thrown on that.
It's interesting. I think maybe it's like an age thing, too, because I think when I was younger, I wouldn't have said that. I would have just hoped that I magically met someone and just whatever. But I think now, like my friends in their 30s are more just like, I'm looking to meet someone.
Yeah.
You know, like it doesn't have to be like magical. I'll just tell people and maybe they'll introduce me to someone cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And I just, yeah. So I'm about to start dating because I would like to go on not a bunch of dates, more dates, so that when it doesn't work out, I'm not on the floor crying. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, oh, it just didn't work out and I'm going on a date next week.
Yep.
Not putting all your dating eggs in one dating,
in one
egg,
dating
basket.
Yeah. Yep.
You can date Haas. He's single.
Oh,
he's
well,
next door.
Hi, Haas. Actually,
hey, Carly.
I can't do that because I'm sorry. You guys asked me if I was single and I'm going on this whole thing.
No, beautiful.
I'm trying to train the type of person I'm attracted to. And so, sorry, I know you were wearing a hoodie and you are at the UCB Comedy Studios. So that's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yes.
But, oh, my God. Wait, you're also wearing a hoodie.
I
feel the same way. So we actually have that mutual connection.
Oh.
Stop it.
That is.
No. Romantic.
That is.
Listen, a mutual connection doesn't necessarily mean a healthy marriage. So.
No. No. Hoodies do not necessarily equal healthy marriage.
And also, I don't usually always look like this, okay? Just come to the gym.
You look great.
Thank you.
Haas, you look like shit. But we love you anyway.
Oh, that's my job.
I know. I'm taking over your job because you didn't do it.
Haas.
And it made me feel bad. Every time I bust Haas' balls, I feel bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes me feel good. Like I get a little new feather on my wings.
I like it too.
I like it too. All right. Well, we're drinking LaCroix. Who knows?
Yeah, I say LaCroix.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of LaCroix.
That might be right because it's the plural with the X, but it doesn't feel like a plural because it's La.
When I say LaCroix, it makes me feel like I'm trying to be fancy. So mm-hmm. LaCroix makes more, like, I feel like that's
like
probably
saying mozzarella.
Mozzarella. That's exactly it. Yep. It's mozzarella. Come on.
I don't know.
How do you guys say the name of your podcast?
Ménage
à trois. Ménage à trois.
Yeah,
I guess
Ménage
à trois is probably why I say LaCroix. It feels like a similar. Yeah, is it Ménage à Trois?
No, that's straight up French. Like, you don't say Trois.
But even if you say, okay, so how do you say it?
Ménage à Trois.
Do you think that's how French people would say it? I don't know.
To meet a French person and ask them to say
it. No, they would say, like, Ménage à Trois. But we're doing our best. It's kind of like I would say, like, the foyer.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, rendezvous or déjà vu.
I hate the word foyer.
Yeah,
I hate what foyer stands
what is
for.
The foyer?
It's like the area when you walk into somebody's house.
Take your boots off.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's a mudroom in like old houses. They call it a mudroom. It's like for boots and coats.
Yes.
But it's the entry to the entry of the entry.
Yeah, that's called my whole apartment is a mudroom.
Yes.
Well, there are not
I live
foyers.
In one foyer.
Yeah, not in New York.
Comedians in Brooklyn do not have foyers.
No, it's a fancy pants room of the house.
Our foyer is just our living room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mine's my kitchen. That's where I keep like my umbrella and I take off my boots and stuff.
Have company over for dinner in the foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Moisture in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of moisture, should we slip on over to Sexy Science?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, so
what do we do here, Lover?
Well, here we rip topical articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
We want to discuss matters of the hearts and parts. This one comes to us from The Hollywood Reporter. It's titled, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, The Bachelor is Killing Romance in America.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Oh, yes, Chip Hearn.
So to clarify, this is a guest column written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes, and his take on The Bachelor and how what he feels it's doing to romance in America.
First of all, do you watch The Bachelor?
No, but I know that I should.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to make yes. I'm so embarrassed.
No, I'm embarrassed that I don't.
All right, well, I do. There's an insidious darkness beneath the fairy tale, says the cultural critic and NBA legend about the relationships on ABC's The Bachelor.
Yeah, it's funny. Well, he says that millennials are having half as much sex as the generation before them. This is also coming from an NBA stud, so
this
I imagine however much sex he's having, we probably most of us are having.
Wait, where? What is this on? What did he write?
He wrote this on The Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, okay.
The prestigious Hollywood Reporter.
Oh, very prestigious.
He worries that the drop in youthful lovemaking numbers is a part of a bigger social problem. The replacement of sturdy, realistic, romantic love that might last a lifetime with the flimsy, bedazzled imposter with the shelf life of a loaf of Wonder Bread. Ooh, he takes a real shot at The Bachelor.
He doesn't like it.
No.
This is so interesting to me.
It's also weird to me that The Bachelor needs this pinned on it, as if there's something with... Like, whoever gave The Bachelor the kind of credence, like, don't you know it's just, everyone knows it's a soap opera that watches.
Yes.
There's no reality to it. It's not about love. It's
about the theater of it. Yeah, this idea of creating people and relationships through editing is making young people, like, be like, oh, that's the fairy tale. And
right.
Then they never find it, so then they just never bone.
I am confused on everything. So he's mad that... Our generation is not
is having half
enough.
The sex as his generation.
Okay, that's insane.
Of
and,
course.
That's crazy. But also, sometimes I feel that, like, millennials, that's a word that it gives people a bad taste in their mouth, and it doesn't have to be. And everyone thinks millennials are so stupid. Like,
yeah.
We know it's a TV show, and we mm-hmm. are drawn into it because of the characters. I'm a huge fan of The Real Housewives,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not... disillusioned about what's going on. It's just
that's what everyone is when they grow up.
Yeah. I actually learned a lot of great lessons from The Real Housewives. That's a whole nother podcast. But who gave him a weekly column?
No, he just decided to write it because he feels passionate about
it. And he's Kareem. So the Hollywood Reporter just received an unsolicited column from Kareem Abdul-Jabbar about The Bachelor. And they said, we got to print this.
Can I read one more quote from him?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He says, the promotion of a subversive, childish concept of love is like smoking or listening to Kenny G. It can have serious consequences.
What?
I feel like he's trying to do comedy and trying to do, like, love columns.
This is so opposite from what I would think an article about millennial love would be. I feel like people are either like, yeah, maybe there's less sex somehow statistically because we're working on our careers, or there's more random sex because we're getting married later in life and we have more opportunities.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
This is very bizarre.
Where's he pulling his statistics from?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I
wonder. I do wonder.
Yeah.
This sounds, and also Lou Alcindor would never make these kind of comments. This is a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Is that a basketball reference?
Yeah, it's a joke. It's just a bad joke that seven people will understand. Birth name is Lou Alcindor. He was Lou Alcindor when he played with UCLA.
Oh.
He became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because
he was in the NBA. Faith, Muslim beliefs.
I was going to whisper that. I was going to say, it's biblical, but I know that wasn't really it. That's not really what I meant. You guys are going to get a lot of emails because I said that.
Perfect.
We never get any emails. Just kidding. No, but we're going to tweet it so everybody can read the whole thing because it was very bizarre.
Yeah, I really am very interested in this.
And again, if he's saying half as much sex as he's having, that's, again, unfair.
Not
if he's saying his generation, he probably had 10 times the amount of sex of the average person
generation. Yes, he was a superstar.
He was a fucking basketball superstar. He's a stud. Mm-hmm.
Like, and they were on drugs. Besides that...
Everyone was fucked up at all times. AIDS was not even a thing, so everyone was just fucking freely in those days.
So basically what he's saying is that shows like The Bachelor are giving millennials an unrealistic notion of love, and therefore they're not having sex because they're waiting for their perfect partner.
They're waiting to go on reality TV and find a partner.
Yeah. And the NBA in the late 60s, early 70s was a very accurate representation of love and how everything should...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is exactly true, because there were definitely still nerds back then who were not having any sex.
Sure. Well.
Thanks, Kareem.
And Lou Alcindor.
Well, speaking of the emails we do and don't get, what do you say we slip on over to Listener Love?
Mm-hmm. Great.
Listener mailbag.
Carly, we're shitty at giving advice, so we hope that you can help us help these people.
Mm-hmm.
They tweet us, they email us, they say, help me with my hearts and parts.
Okay, great. Can't wait.
Haas, what's going on here?
Well, our first question comes from JT in Washington Heights via Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. Jeet Teet wonders, I've tried a bunch of different escort services here in the city and can't find anyone who will tickle me until I piss myself. or at least not anyone who will get into it. Do you know of any specialty places I can call? Thanks.
Specialty. Specialty tickle piss places?
How could you not find that online, though? You can find everything online.
I know.
Yeah, there's like a whole kink community.
Yeah.
That I don't know the website. It's probably like kink.org.
Kink.edu.
It's a nonprofit.
Yeah, I think that when you go through an escort service, well, that's not what escorts are for. I don't know if you guys know this, but I was a little bit involved in that world.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I used to get paid to date, but I wasn't an escort. I think that escorts, sex is implied at the end of the night, and I didn't do that. I just got paid to go on dates with these guys.
Which is great. And no tickling. You didn't tickle.
No tickling. So I think that you can't ask someone, like, I think when you're hiring a sex worker, unless you're hiring a specialty sex worker, it's just run of the mill.
Yeah, it's your standard.
Special
stuff.
Yeah.
Also, he said, or someone who will get into it. So it sounds like he did find someone who would do it, and then was mad that they weren't into it enough. Which
that's a whole
other
thing. Yeah.
Like, I would shit on someone for money, but I couldn't like get off shitting on someone for money.
Yeah. It'd be hard to really sell that if you're not into that.
Yeah. I honestly don't think he has to spend any money at all. I think you just need to know what to Google.
There we go.
Or Craigslist. You're like, hi, is anybody into this?
Yeah, because there's people who would be into tickling and watching people piss, and then you're into being tickled and pissing. So you got to find, with the internet, you got to be able to find the lid.
Yeah, I know that there's a forum.
There's
a kink forum, and you can find like subs and doms, and you kind of just like type in what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you can make a real connection with someone. So I hate that my answer is just figure out the right phrase to Google.
No, but that's a great answer.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Modern love. Helped.
Helped. Haas, do we have anyone else?
Do. Our second query is from Liz in Philadelphia via our email, menageatrois.radio@gmail. Lala asks, can you please settle an argument between me and my sister? I think Jafar from Aladdin is the hottest Disney villain. And my sister thinks is Gaston from Beauty and the Beast.
Gaston.
LaCroix's Gaston.
Well,
there's no excuses for that mistake. You just made.
Anyway.
In all of our poor French speaking, I think Gaston is Gaston.
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 From Beauty and the Beast.
Gaston.
Who would you guys bone?
So wait, the question is to settle the
argument. I can't picture Jafar.
I picture him as a long and lean faced, right?
Yeah, he's like tall, skinny. Yes, exactly.
I thought they were talking about the parrot.
No.
That's what I thought of Gilbert Gottfried.
His robe is like black and red maybe, but tall, lean, long.
What's a facial hair? Doesn't he have
like a
goatee?
I think there might be a black, goatee situation.
So he probably gives great head. Jafar probably gets in there.
I think Jafar.
That's for some reason, long, lean, crescent face shape with a goatee means good cunnilingus.
I find Jafar's evil sexier because it's not as bro-y. It's just evil.
That's true.
But I think if I had to bone one, it would be Gaston because I don't really go for the tall, skinny type.
Mm-hmm. No, Gaston's the strapping, kind of strong jaw guy.
I want the personality of Jafar, the body of Gaston.
Yeah, that's interesting. Mm. I would go for Gaston because I do go typically for tall, skinny boys.
Mm-hmm.
So Gaston is like the guy in high school that ignored me. If I had a chance to dominate him,
dominate
you wouldn't even
have
to Google, I need a dom. You know what I mean?
No Googling necessary.
But to settle the argument, it's a matter of taste.
Yes, it's definitely a matter of taste.
What about you, Parrot?
I'm going Godfrey. But I'd say don't speak too much because you might ruin it.
True that.
You can only take a little bit of that Godfrey.
I met him.
Yeah.
Gilbert Godfrey.
He's
very nice, and he's very, like, isn't he, like, kind of shy?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. The persona isn't always.
Yeah.
No. Up. Is there anyone, I guess out of those two, I would personally, Jafar has more of, like, a dark, mysterious thing happening that I, same thing, bro-y, I'm like, he'd probably fucking take me to Pound Town and pass out, know, tell his boys about it the next day, and it'd be all
another notch on his belt.
Exactly. But Jafar, he might be able to get something real.
Interesting.
Real interesting going. Tickled me till I pissed, Jafar. Or was there anyone we're leaving out? I'm trying to think of other villains.
The Beast?
There's a lot of lady villains.
Oh,
no,
he's
but
not
I mean
a villain.
Because of course.
Ursula, damn.
Yes.
Ursula. Mm-hmm.
Ursula's a nice big mama. You can
find
really
her
sink
attractive.
Your,
the evil Dalmatians lady.
Oh, Cruella DeVille.
She's actually pretty.
She's the
pretty
female
fine.
Jafar, is she not? Kind of.
She doesn't have magic. She's not magic.
No, she's not.
No, but she's like tall and thin and gaunt and right?
She's not Glenn Close is what I keep thinking of. And I would, of course, Glenn Close is a legend. So I would love to.
Cartoon?
The animated. Oh, okay. She's very like pointy and like long.
She is
kind of
pointy and long.
Honestly, she's out of all of those, still Gaston.
Still Gaston? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I would go for the candlestick.
Ah. He's not a villain.
He's not.
In my book, he is.
You want to light that fire. All right. Well, you're helped. That settles your argument. It's a matter of taste.
Has any more?
Yeah. Lastly, we had Greg from Jersey City contact us via our Twitter at Menage Radio.
So good.
G just needs to know. Who's got the biggest balls you ever seen? I asked you back in June, but you never answered me.
Oh, yes.
Don't leave me hanging.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't know.
Baddest, heaviest nuts you have seen personally.
Oh, God.
I don't think that I have seen huge balls.
Yeah.
Like the crazy ones people talk about. Yeah.
Right.
I don't feel like I get a good look at what's going down there at all almost ever.
Yeah.
I'm not really looking down there.
Right.
But if they weren't there, you'd notice.
If there were nothing there, you'd probably, that'd stand out.
The truth is, three guys come to mind if you want to talk about small balls. But when it comes to like big balls.
I think of Tony Tedeschi, who's an adult performer. I just remember him growing up as a porn star who's always in things where I was like, this guy's nuts are huge.
Oh,
and even in
porn,
I'm not talking about penis. His penis was, you know, of porn size, is fine, is a little above average. But nothing that you would be shocked by. But his nuts were always, because they always have
massive
those terrible
nuts.
Close-ups for way too long of balls bouncing off of asses. And his testicles were enormous.
Do balls do they range as much as like breasts? Like, are there just, do everyone have like huge?
All the balls I've seen personally, Tony
like
Tedeschi was on camera, that I've actually seen up close and personal. I feel like friends are like much bigger dicks, but the balls are all generally, that I've seen, been in the same ballpark, if you will. I'm done for the day. That's it for me. So I don't know. I've never seen any nuts face-to-face that have been impressive.
No.
Old men, they start
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are talking about the Y off mic. I feel like the times have been in a locker room and at the YMCA, I always see some fucking old
the older
dude.
Saggy gents.
Nuts hanging way
but those
down.
Are just sag.
Those are just long.
They're the same
but
they size.
They grow, but just too, I think. It's like, you know, men's ears and noses keep growing. I think their balls do, too. I'm pretty sure I read that somewhere.
No.
Really?
I think they just
nose,
sag.
Nose, ears, and balls.
I don't think they get bigger. It's like breast sag, but you don't, like, go up 50 cup sizes as you get old, unless you get fat. Anyway.
Do balls get bigger if you get fat?
I gain my weight in my balls, I think.
I carry my carbs in my nuts.
I would think they look like they shrink just because of relative. You get like a gut and you get more of a, like the leaner you are, the better your dick looks because it doesn't, it's not swallowed by as much of the
And having big balls might make your dick look smaller.
Yeah.
True.
Just proportionally.
Oh, here's what I propose. Maybe I could come back on the podcast in a few months after I date a lot.
Okay.
Yes. Once you're back out in the game. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Back out in the game. You mean like going into the game for once?
Joining the game.
Yes.
So.
And if you keep just a little notebook, just balls. These balls. Those. We don't need to name names, but just
sketches.
In the next few months, I'm documenting everything, and then everyone's gonna hate me because I'm gonna write about it.
No, just don't use names. Or faces.
I know, but have you guys ever done comedy where you've used people's name before?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's really hard to go back. Like, I have a whole set where I use this guy's name, and I just can't ever not say it. Because even if I, like, say, like, oh, his name was Sean or whatever, then in the middle of the set, I'll go back to his original name.
One.
It's horrible. I'm like, why did I do that?
Yeah, I like that, though. I like the full disclosure.
Yeah.
And maybe someone wants their balls talked about. You never know.
You never know. Well, Jeff, you really want to know because I know you've come back at us, but Tony Tedeschi is the best answer I can give you. So check back in 6 months and we'll check with Carly Ann and we'll see where we're at.
Everybody will check up on me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else?
No.
Help. Murph and I just competed silently for who would ring the bell.
Well, we helped everyone.
We
today.
Did.
3 for 3 is a good day.
Mm-hmm. Answered some questions, but now we have questions for our guest.
Yes,
ooh.
Carly Ann. This is called Six Sections. These are rapid fire.
Yes,
so you just got to answer.
I've heard the podcast.
Hell
but
yeah.
Is it timed?
No. And the timer. Start that timer. No, it's not timed.
You mean just like what the first thing that comes to mind?
Yes.
We'll give you a letter grade at the end.
Okay, great.
Okay, great.
Delaney gave me a D.
A D.O. in the grades?
Inside improv.
Oh, my God, the grades fiasco. We just heard about this.
Yes. For our listeners who are not involved in UCB, everybody just got their grades from years past.
Yeah.
Also, their improv grades.
Yeah.
The fact that Delaney gave you a D and didn't just, like, angrily spit it about you is probably, like, a good thing from Delaney.
Yeah.
Is a D, a D from Delaney feels like an A.
I just kind of feel like you could have gave me a C. I mean, besides that, I don't give a fuck about any of these grades.
Well,
but I'm like, a D?
I know.
I didn't even know D was a thing.
I think he was just saying D for Delaney. I think he just gave everyone
a D. No,
because
then he put, like, right next to it, recommend taking the course again.
Oh.
I'm like, how would I have even known that recommendation, though? That was in 2012. Okay, ready for these
are you going to take it?
I think I'm going to take it again with him.
It's been 5 years. Mm-hmm. All right. Six sections with Carly Ann Philbin begins now.
What song lyric would you sing to steal America's heart?
I will come to you. Oh, I will come to you. I Will Come to You by Hanson.
Yes.
What's the sexiest animal?
The sexiest animal is one of those animals that change colors. You know what I mean?
A chameleon.
Yeah, a chameleon.
Yes. Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Zach Hansen.
Yeah. Double Hansen.
What U.S. president would you bone?
George Washington.
69 or 420?
69.
And lastly, what's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Commitment.
Ooh.
Boop, boop, boop.
Six sections with Carly Ann Philbin.
I didn't realize they were the same questions. I should have had those prepared.
I'm giving you a D.
I know.
Okay.
We do switch them around.
You should
do
the questions again.
We do.
Okay.
Yeah, we have that Golden Girls one.
Yeah. We have the furniture.
That's true.
If you were
true.
To make love to a piece of furniture, which one would you choose? Feel
you
free
can
to
do
answer
that bonus
if you want.
Question?
There's the what's your favorite part of Haas?
No, there isn't.
That's not it. Nah,
what's your favorite part? The fact that you're not in this room with us. Ooh, I'm kidding.
Shit.
I'm joking. But what did you want me to say? If I had to make love to a furniture,
mm-hmm.
Well, actually, I have the last guy I dated, which I'm sure he will listen to this because I know he's paying attention to everything I'm doing, and it's making me mad because I said don't do that. So we were going home with each other. We were making out at a bar, and the chair he was sitting down, I was standing up, and the chair had like rounded edges. It was square with rounded edges. Mm-hmm. And when we were making out, I definitely got myself off on that chair.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's our first. That was actually making love to
D goes to A.
That's an A.
That bonus question.
Hell with Delaney's grades. That's an A.
A woman, maybe it's not easy, but it's easier to get yourself off in public than a guy. You just need to rub your clit on something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Just find a corner.
Yeah.
But not too sharp of a corner.
No, that's why rounded bar chair, ladies,
ooh,
it works.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a gentleman hoping to make out, just sit on a really sexy chair.
Yes.
And hope for the best.
Yes. Now, how would you get around the wooden teeth? Because GW, he's the original.
Oh.
I like that you went with the very first, but his teeth situation, I think.
Take him out.
Just take him out. Yeah, just lose him.
Just
gum. Just gum.
Ow, I want that gum. I want that gum.
I want a gum.
No, but I chose
George
him because clearly he can take initiative.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a leader.
I'm not hanging around with any man who can't take initiative from here on out.
Ooh, okay.
No, we don't need things to go through Congress and the House of Representatives get tied up.
Just sign that
executive
bill.
Executive order, baby.
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Heard it here first, folks. What do you think about sliding on over to Get It Wet?
Oh, I love the idea.
Ooh, make it wet.
All right, so what's Get It Wet?
Get It Wet is a contest between the three of us. And Haas judges.
So competitive.
Yes.
We take stuff that's not supposed to be sexy.
Yeah. These are passages that weren't written at all to be sexy, but we try to put on our sultry voices.
Can I read it?
And make them, absolutely. And we try to make them as sexy as possible.
How do you say this?
In lieu.
Oh.
Oh, no, that doesn't say...
I think it's La Queen.
La
Queen? La Queen.
Wait, Haas, what's our source material today?
Well, this week it's personal. We will be sexifying a notice for unpaid taxes the IRS sent to Murph last week.
Ha!
Yep. No.
Yeah, this is a letter from the IRS. We're going to try to make this
as sexy
as possible.
How long have you not paid your taxes?
Well, I owed them this month.
We
pay them, but then they said we owed them more. They're fucking thieves. They're
now
loan
we're talking
sharks.
Shit about the government.
Wow.
I know.
I'm scared.
Well, this is the end. This is the final episode of this program.
All right, Oz, who's next?
This is 3 years old, by the way.
Oh, we got the delinquent himself, Murph, who will be putting the 69 back in number crunch.
That was funny. Oz, did you write that?
No, that was Diana.
Okay.
Oh, that was a glorious moment.
You have a chance to take credit for that.
I didn't do it, though. I don't need to.
All right, here we go. If you don't pay $17.42 by January 28th, 2017, we are required by law to charge interest on unpaid tax from the date the tax return was due until the tax is paid in full. The interest is charged as long as there's an unpaid amount due, including penalties, if applicable. According to Internal Revenue Code Section 6601.
That was very sexy.
Really? I kind of felt like you wanted ransom money.
Yeah. There was a demand of, yes, I have your son.
I also love that it's $17.42.
Yep.
How dare they even
sneeze
at that?
Wow. Everyone thinks that the IRS doesn't even know that they exist, but then they got you.
They fucking got me.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
What they don't know is this is my other social security number, so.
He has a lot of social security numbers.
I got multiple socials, so this is the one.
Why did you say that?
$0.42.
Why did you say that?
I know. This is the final episode.
Did it. When he was born, they gave him somebody else's social security number. So when he was like 5, he had weird debts in Vegas, and then they're like, sorry, and tried to give him a new one. It's their fault.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I was baptized Carly Simon. Okay. So
here we go.
We're kind of similar.
Yes. I love that.
That is amazing.
The secrets are all coming out today.
So am I next?
You are indeed, Diana.
Nice.
You should have your passage. Now give these pencil pushers a boner.
All right. We'll do.
Who wrote that?
Haas did.
Oh, because I was going to say that. Just okay. I would give it a D. Okay, sorry.
I'm judging you, okay? You don't need to tell me about how I read these jokes.
If you need to pay your tax debt over time, we encourage you to apply for an extension. If you don't pay the amount due or call us to make a payment arrangement, we can file a notice of federal tax lien. I have that same weird word. L-I-E-N? Lien?
Yeah.
On your property at any time, if we haven't already done so.
Wow, that was good. And I love like the facial expressions that nobody could see.
I know, that you feel them.
You got to do it, though. Wow.
Thank you so much. I love that they threaten you. They're taking your property if they haven't already done so.
If they haven't already done
so. For $18?
Yeah.
You guys, I'm a little nervous about this.
Tipped.
I don't know if I've ever like done this. Usually I'm like, talk to me, sexy.
Yeah.
Because I want the validation.
Internal Revenue Service, talk to me, sexy.
Yeah. Okay.
Carly Ann, you're going to be the last contestant.
Okay, you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Let's hope you can make America wet again.
Oh, God. Who wrote that?
Take it away, m'lady.
Okay. If the lien is in place, you may find it difficult to sell or borrow against your property. The tax lien would also appear in your credit report, and the creditors would be publicly notified that the IRS has priority to seize your property. If you've already paid your balance in full within the past 14 days, please disregard this notice.
Oh, I finished.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yes.
But super fake. I would never talk like that. No. Usually I'm like, does this hurt?
Whose butt is this?
Honestly, usually I'm like, no, it feels good. It's like I can't feel anything. Okay.
Get out that chair, that bar stool chair. That's what I
know.
Say.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Haas.
Who wins, Haas? Aside from the federal government once again, who wins?
Oh, no. Did you pay that yet?
Well, they always come out on top. But I'm going to go ahead and say Carly is our winner.
Oh! Yes. Wait, does the guest always win?
No. I always pick based on who turned me on the most.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I believe 100% of the time it has been the guest, but it's not predetermined that it's going to be. We always lose.
I've never won. If that's what you're asking.
Well, I feel honored.
Well,
congrats.
Thank you.
And you're never seeing that 1762.
Wait, that's all you owe them is 1762?
I know. It's very bizarre, yeah.
You're not paying them that?
No, I think I did already. But they keep sending, their records are so far behind.
We're married, though. Does that mean that I'm like in fucking
for
up?
For $8, or I won't do the math, but for half of that.
Yeah, that's too bad for me. Mm. Anywho. Why don't we slip slide on over to Virtual Sugar?
Yeah. Well, since you have said that you're thinking about diving back into the mix, mm-hmm. we want to see you in action.
Okay.
This is an improvised
Whoa.
Date.
Yes.
You pick a name from here. It's either going to be me, Diana, or Haas.
And you know it's Haas.
Ah! Of course.
Amazing.
Of course.
Amazing, amazing.
We can chime in if need be.
Oh, we'll chime.
Oh, my God. So wait. So I'm like
you're
actually
yourself.
Supposed to act like I'm on a date?
Yeah.
However.
How do you even do that?
Find
you're
a corner.
Actress?
This table's rounded. The corners.
Okay.
Haas is safely in another room.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We'll make sure Haas does not come through that door.
Okay.
Improvised date begins now.
Carly.
Yeah, hi.
Or is it Carly Ann?
Why don't you call me Carly?
Okay, cool.
What's Haas short for?
Haasley, which is my last name. Actually, fun fact about me, 11th generation American.
Fun.
My family's been here quite a while.
Wait, so you go by a nickname of your last name?
Well, you know, it's just like sort of a thing my friends call me, and I sort of just adopted it over the years.
What's your first name?
It is Benjamin.
Oh, I like Haas.
Okay.
I like Haasley, though. Even better.
Well, thanks. I mean,
guys, I'm sorry. We're closing the grocery store. You're going to need to just pick a candy bar and pay and leave.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
2 minutes.
All right.
Fucking stoomers.
I know that girl. I went to high school with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She
hated me. Okay, can I tell you something? I have a secret, and I'm just going to tell you this now.
Sure.
I genuinely love Almond Joy. They're my favorite candy bar. And it's like a cherry on top that they haven't been rebranded ever.
You know,
I just know who they are.
Yeah, I like Almond Joy's just fine. I'm not really a sweets guy personally, but.
Okay.
But yeah, let's find you some Almond Joy's.
Yeah. Are you going to pay for it?
Yeah, I can pay for it. You know, actually, but since we've got the time, I don't know, maybe should we get some, whipped cream and strawberries?
Attention shoppers, the store does close in 30 seconds. Just a reminder.
Okay.
That is a bizarre announcement. they don't let people in when the store closes, and then they're like trying to kick us out. Anyway, I don't know if that was some dumb joke about strawberries and whipped cream, but I'm really funny, so I would suggest just not making, like, trying too hard to make a joke when you're with me.
Attention,
okay, sure,
shoppers.
Sure, sure.
I will not try.
I'm just going to come right out with it. You know, so we're picking up this candy bar at the grocery store, but
yeah,
you know, I live in the area. I thought we could stop over to my place kind of thing. What do you say?
Attention shoppers, as we announce once
Shut
a day, we
up.
Sir,
only
we
have
can see you
left.
Over there.
Listen.
Cut the shit,
I
please.
Don't work here, but this is fun for me.
Yeah, where did you get that megaphone? Did they sell them?
Sir, you need to leave. I told you you're not allowed on the premises.
Oh, fuck you, Tina. Just because I was a dick in high school, you don't like me.
Okay, listen, Haas.
I hate everyone I went to high school.
Carly, what's
oh
up?
Oh my God, wait a minute. I
what?
Know you.
Carly.
Hi.
And is it Carly?
Oh, Carly gets all the men. Typical.
Oh God.
Jeez.
I lost my virginity when I was 21.
Oh man. That was about 15 years after me.
I'm still waiting to lose mine.
Okay.
I'll make love to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Sorry I got that restraining order against you.
No, it's no sweat at all. Hey, psst, here's an Almond Joy on the house.
What?
I don't
you
work
just said
here,
you don't
I'm
have
like,
any.
It. I have.
On Thank the
I've
house?
I've always got an Almond Joy.
You don't Wait, work here.
Actually,
I know.
What are you doing right now?
Right now, I'm just shouting in a fucking grocery store. I mean,
hey,
I'm ready
hey, Carly,
to go.
Carly, they didn't have dental dams. I got saran wrap. What's up, guys?
I don't like your sense of humor, okay? So I think you're cute and you're fun. I like that you have a job that you like, which is something I'm looking for a man, when a man, you like your job and you're not sad all the time because you wish you had another job. So I would like to see you again. I'm not going to go home with you, and I don't like these sexual jokes, not because they make me feel uncomfortable, because they make me feel sorry that you can't make a good enough joke. So I'm going to...
Sorry, fella, but I'm just hanging around tonight.
No.
Don't go
don't
out without
cut
this
her
guy.
Off. That was great. I was really into that.
Fine.
Do you guys...
Sorry.
Have you guys seen... Moonlight?
Moonlight.
I've never seen a movie.
The stage production?
No, it's a movie. Was it a stage production?
I saw a stage production once, off. But it was called Moonlight.
Wait, you like off Broadway?
Love off Broadway.
I do experimental theater.
I'll take a ticket.
Have the other guy then? The one you don't want?
Yeah, you could have it.
Okay, great.
But I don't know if you want it.
Attention shoppers, we got an orgy going on in aisle 7.
Wow.
Well.
That was fun.
That date, yes.
That was a true ensemble.
Yeah. I feel like you want that first date to be at least that memorable, you know? Usually they're just kind of like, yeah, that happened. Goodbye.
One time I went on a first date with a guy and he was so hot, so we ended up, you know, he came over. Yep. But during the date, which was too long, he just couldn't make a move. He couldn't be like, let's get out of here. It was like 3 hours at a bar. He didn't laugh once at anything I said.
Really?
Like, not just like because I'm
he was
funny,
too dumb?
But
a little slow
I think
on the
he
uptake?
Didn't like me at all. But he knew me. Like, he asked me out. I just think he just, you know, like when you're with people that you just, you like or don't hate, somebody ends up laughing. Something
right.
is funny.
Of course.
He just didn't laugh. And then I would like try to work really, really hard to make him laugh. I'm like,
But then you were like, we should just bone.
Yeah, I mean, at least, yeah.
I can tell you who it was, but it's got to be after this.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like you both got what you wanted, though.
Yeah.
Except for you're still waiting on that.
On the laugh, yeah.
I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, you knew who
I
was. You knew this was like me.
Right.
And yet you didn't laugh at all.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing, though.
Well, because usually you have to get a chuckle in to try to get someone into the bedroom.
Even awkward
I feel
laughing.
Like the sexual prowess must have been off the charts to be like, I don't even need to make this person laugh, and yet they're going to be in my bed at the end of the night.
Yeah, I mean, afterwards we're like, I think we both just like wanted to hook up. But yeah, I can't, I mean, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have like let him over because he put zero effort into this date at all. And honestly, he wasn't even nice to the waitress. Like, not even, like, you to the waitress.
That's the worst part of this.
Yep. Shows his true colors.
But what can you do when you want to hook up? You just take what you can get. And he was hot.
I believe.
Thank you.
I want to hear the real gas after the program. Well, that
his
date
name was Haas.
No. Oh, sorry, Haas. I know we weren't going to say it.
Oh, he can't laugh. He has throat cancer.
Thanks.
He's no longer with us. Oh, there he is.
There he is. Just seeing if you're still awake, Keezy. Well, that was all very sad, and you know what else is sad?
Yes, we have to say goodbye to
We're
Carly
done?
Ann.
Podcasts
I know.
Podcasts always go so quickly.
Don't they? It just rips through.
Yeah,
it
rips through.
Sorry.
phrasing is...
Like my hymen.
Like my hymen when I was 21. You guys don't have to say bye. Visit CarlyAnnPhilbin.com and follow her at CarlyAnnHasFun.
And please watch her series, Single Blah.
That's
the title. I wasn't sure I was pronouncing it correctly. Single Blonde Failure. It's on the internet. It's very funny. We watched it last week.
It's awesome. Love it. Don't miss seeing her in action on Wednesday nights. The UCB East Village performing with her team, The Nightmare. Thank you, Carly Ann.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you guys so much for having me. And Haas, we'll talk about this tonight.
Okay.
When we get home, dear, we'd also legally have to thank our producer, podcast fashionista, that's Ben Hosley.
Yes, and our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweeted us at Menage Radio.
Goodbye, lovers.
Goodbye. Da do do da. Oh, also, Michael Delaney, you are a legend. You're just sometimes out of touch with the younger students and they think you're mean.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a legend. Just wanted to throw that in at the end of the podcast.
Sexy notes from Murph.
Yeah.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.